This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-O. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Rick Jaffe coming on. He's a rock star in terms of his legal maneuvering to help protect, let's say, things going on in California related to SB 277. But specifically today, we're going to talk about two things. Number one on the list, homeopathy. It's under attack, as it has been for many years out in California, by a bunch of skep-duck big pharma stooges that are utilizing the courts to basically nullify your access by choice, not by coercion, to homeopathic medicine. How is this happening? What's the latest? What can you do? Also, SB 277, Dr. Richard Pan, Dickie Pan, the doofus doctor who wants to play doctor on all of the children of California to mandate that they have vaccinations without exemption if they want to go to public or private school. Big article in the L.A. Times about, oh my gosh, these doctors, how dare they? They're writing more exemptions than ever. It's like up by about maybe 0.5%. And it's the end of the world scenario. It's like the same people who weren't vaccinating their children before SB 277 because they had philosophical options are now saying, I'm not going to vaccinate my kid. I'm going to go get a medical exemption. And there are doctors who are willing to write them. And in the law, they said they were not going to be directing doctors and telling them what to do or how to do their job. No, well, turns out maybe not so fast. And the LA Times is really salivating over delicensing doctors who are providing exemptions to the families who have figured this out, that vaccines suck. And it's worse than them sucking. They're dangerous and potentially deadly. And the Nuremberg trials set up a standard after World War II Nazi Germany experimentation that said you had to have fully informed consent. And Dr. Richard Dickie Pan would crap all over that. That you tolerate that in California says all I need. I'm not moving to California. I'm just telling you. You guys and girls, you should get out while you can. All right, I've gone headlong into that because I get a little bit emotional and passionate about that subject. You super Don, did you notice just a little?
I did. I noticed there. You need some CBD now.
I do. I'm going to take some more CBD. But it's okay. It's a righteous anger. It's righteous. We got to dive into a subject. You said we should have retired long ago, statin drugs. Right? How many more times do we have to cover statin drugs? How many more ways can we tell you that just like vaccines, statins suck? They don't work. Even if they do work, it is not beneficial to your health. It is detrimental to lower cholesterol levels, especially when you're not addressing the real reason why cardiovascular disease occurs, and it's not cholesterol-induced. So what's the latest? A scandal, they said? This is published on Health Impact News. The headline reads, cholesterol-lowering drug scandal. CoQ10, essential to senior health, but depleted by statins. Paul Fassa writing for Health Impact News. So I think even this past week I said this, Super Don, the fact that the original statin drug patented by Merck into existence, what you don't know is that they patented a form of a statin drug that included coenzyme Q10 in it. Why? Why would they do that? Pray tell, Robert, tell us. Okay, I will. because they knew from the get-go that it would deplete coenzyme Q10 levels, which would defeat the ability of the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, to produce the energy necessary to remain functioning, to keep you alive, which is why statin drugs without CoQ10 precipitate CHF. CHF. What does that stand for, Super Don? CHF. Figure it out. CHF. What could it be? Statin drugs precipitate CHF. Come on.
Chronic?
Do it. Nope, but it's a good guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. What does it stand for?
Congestive?
Heart failure. Okay,
you got
gotcha.
It. Congestive heart failure. I'm just playing with you. See if you're paying attention, because we haven't had a lot of opportunities for people to take shots of silver today.
I was paying attention. I just didn't know the answer.
I know. So I didn't get you. You just acknowledged. You could have made something funny out of that. I mean, all right. But
I wasn't clever enough. Sorry.
So if you're such a clever boy, right? That's what they say in England. If you're smart, you're a clever boy. Clever boy. So this congestive heart failure caused by, induced by, the reduction of coenzyme Q10 available to the cell, to the mitochondria. But they say, well, no, we're all about protecting you from that. Wait a second. You cause it and you knew it? Kind of like what we talked about with social media when we opened up the show today. They knew that they were messing with your minds and that it would become addictive. They knew it going in. Don't tell me that Merck and those who followed on the studies for statin drugs to lower cholesterol needlessly didn't know that it was going to reduce CoQ10 and precipitate congestive heart failure, much less rhabdomyolysis, which is kind of a wasting of your muscle cells, right? Because they need coenzyme Q10 to produce the energy when you're moving. And, of course, the muscle that never gets to rest is which one, Super Don? I think I quizzed you on this earlier in the week. You know this. The muscle that never gets to rest.
The heart.
You got it. The heart. Even when you're resting it, it's still working. And when you exercise it, interestingly enough, as Dr. Batar likes to say, it's the one thing that you actually, the more you use it, the better and stronger it gets. It is. Right? In a positive way, the exercise, the movement, all of the things that make that fitness go up. But if you're on a statin drug, look out. You could blow out muscles, tendons. You could, you could die of heart failure. So statins, Mevacor, what was it, the Merck drug? They had it patented with CoQ10. They never brought it out because they, it'd be too expensive. Really? Or maybe you knew that it wouldn't cure anything and it would actually make you patients, customers for life. Folks, if you're still under the impression that cholesterol causes heart disease, turn the radio off. Find something else to do. Go out in the garden. Because you're listening to this show and nothing I can say is going to help you. The garden will. Cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. Calcification of the arteries is due to preliminarily, earlier than the calcification even, earlier than any cholesterol being involved in any way, shape, or form, was the inflammation and injuries within the vascular system. This is due to excess quantities of the wrong forms of food, including proteins, eating too much protein for your needs. And your breakdown waste products of proteins include, specifically from animal protein mostly, but uric acid. And if uric acid can't be converted by the liver into the salt of the acid, then to the urine to pee it out, you have got crystals running around your vascular system creating scratches and injuries that precipitate, necessitate a patching process, a healing process, much like you have a cut or a scrape on the outside of your skin. And without you even thinking about it, blood coagulates, new collagen fibers are extended into it, and your skin begins to regrow, not even consciously, in an autonomic nervous system kind of way. And this is going on all the time in your vascular system when you have waste products that are not excreted efficiently. This is also why, even though we say chromium is a very important component of cholesterol metabolism and production, right? GTF chromium from a whole food source is far different than chromium picolinate, which is chromium bound to picolinic acid, which is a cellular waste product, which is a problem because it's the waste products that are creating inflammation in the vascular system. Now, some people don't lend themselves to vascular inflammation as much as they do skeletal, so the same scenario I've just described to you can play out in gout and arthritis in the skeletal system.
but you have a warning, you have pain. When this happens within the cardiovascular system, you don't have symptoms that are overt and painful until it's too late. A heart attack or a stroke, which, by the way, ironically, the very thing they want to reduce in you is the very thing that allows you to live long enough to have a heart attack or a stroke, cholesterol. The life-saving component in cardiovascular disease is cholesterol, not the killer. It's the life-saver. Now, if you had been aware of what you had been doing unconsciously because you listened to dunderheaded doctors tell you it doesn't matter what you eat, oh, except for butter. Don't eat butter. Here, have some motor oil. Oh, I'm sorry, margarine, right? That's good for you. Dunderheaded doctors, I'm not exaggerating, they bought this hook, line, and sinker, better living through synthetic chemistry, and created the cardiovascular dilemma under which we still live, for those of you eating processed foods, right? Or excess animal proteins that are in excess of your needs, particularly if those proteins also contain toxic contaminants like glyphosate, pesticides, all those things in these animals that are not eating clean foods or eating GMOs. So the statins and CoQ10, that's one small but important aspect of it. Your reduction of cholesterol through drugs, coenzyme Q10 goes down too. Make sure you take it. Even better, how about not taking the statin drug? How about taking the whole food, the 100% whole food form of chromium, and elevate your HDL levels to where if you have a doctor, don't know why, but if you do, you can point out that the ratios have improved so much, HDL to LDL, that they can get off your back and stop with the statin drug nonsense. You can do this. My mom, she did it. 80-something, 3 years old, right? They told her, oh my, your cholesterol. And she said, okay, what do I do? She got on the 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium three times daily. And I know we talk about it for blood sugar levels and issues like that, diabetes, hypoglycemia. But for her, it was all about ratios. She got her ratios up. Whoop-de-doo, the doctor left her alone. Not that she has a doctor, but when she went in for one of those checkups. So there you go. Coenzyme Q10 scandal. Read up about it. I probably did nothing that was in the article, Superdom, but I said what I said, and I'm happy I said it.
Well, and just some tips here. I was just looking up sources, natural dietary sources of coenzyme Q10, which might be helpful. And apparently meat is a big source of CoQ10. But in honor of Christmas, I just want to mention what the number one highest meat source is for coenzyme Q10. Do you know what it is?
Is it reindeer?
It's reindeer. Mmm, Comet and Cupid roasting over an open fire.
Don't eat, what was the one with the red nose? Rudolph? Please
Rudolph.
Stay away from Rudolph. Don't make your kids upset. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we always do. This is our broadcast start of the week. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN. GCNLive.com. We got coming up after the break, Rick Jaffe. Let's talk about the attacks in California on everything good, homeopathy, and not vaccinating. Stand by. You're going to want to be part of this discussion next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Many years ago, when working with a homeopathic company out of Atlanta, we were sued by a group of what I call them pharmaceutical medical mafia minions. We never were able to track back their money, but certainly we could find some way that these people are funded by Big Pharma because they're afraid of homeopathy, the competition that it poses because it's the only legally recognized drug system in America that has the ability to compete head-to-head in terms of labeling directness on claims for disease and ailments and symptoms other than allopathic pharmaceutical drugs approved by FDA. So they were worried. And so they sued us. They sued a lot of homeopathic companies. And my guest now to talk about this and one particular strategical blunder, apparently, on the attacks on a company called Snorstop is Rick Jaffe. He wasn't the lawyer on the case, but he's going to comment on it. Rick, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, Rick is known to be a health freedom supporting attorney and has done good work over the years. We appreciate him here. Now, Rick, I want to ask you a question strategically, right? When we were attacked years ago, they were going under the Prop 65, anything they could do to attack. Oh, it doesn't work. There's no science. And I looked at this, and I kind of have a guerrilla lawyerly tactic that I'm not a lawyer, so I can look outside the lawyerly box. And we wrote something in response that remanded the court, the state, from the state attack on us, that we were in Atlanta at the time, out of California, this thing, and we remanded it to federal court in Atlanta, and they just dropped it. They said it's not worth pursuing. And so I didn't even want to get into it because it's just such a waste of time and energy and money. But if you're in California, not a lot of escape plans, but could this have been removed to federal court before instead of battling it on the state level?
Well, removal is an excellent idea because for a lot of reasons. The justice you get is normally better in federal court than state court. And so the issue for removal is primarily where the two parties are located. So you can remove a case, a defendant can remove a case if basically if the plaintiff is out of state, if you'd have diversity jurisdiction.
So, correct. So, diversity, that was the word we used, and it was successful, of course, and there were federal issues involved because homeopathy is regulated at that level. But in this case with Snorstop, apparently they are a California company.
Well, California company and the plaintiffs was the Newport Litigation Group. Well, I don't know where the plaintiff resides, but if she's California, then you wouldn't have diversity jurisdiction, so you'd have to try on some kind of federal question jurisdiction.
So they went after Snorstop based on the claims that homeopathy is bunk, there's no science, it can't possibly work, it's not plausible. So a materialistic reductionist viewpoint on the cellular level was their main form of attack, and apparently Snorstop won at the basic court level.
Right. Well, it was a really complicated case. I wrote about this because it was in my blog because it was so complicated. So what happened was the suit was based on California law, the California, you know, false advertising and unfair competition law. And, you know they're really there are two kinds of laws, or there are two kinds of remedies. You know, there's something called a lack of substantiation claim, but in California, only the attorney general can make a claim against a company that their product lacks adequate substantiation. The only way a private party can sue, you know, a company is basically for affirmative false advertising. So they sued for affirmative false advertising under state law, so they were probably stuck in federal court, in state court. And, you know, their theory was that homeopathy doesn't work, that, you know, the law of infinitesimals or, doesn't really work. It doesn't make any sense, and the law of similars doesn't work. And they had some retired pharmacologist testify who wasn't a homeopath, but just said that
it's not plausible. Basically,
yeah, it's not plausible. Yeah. It's not consistent with current scientific theory. Now, I think the basis of the lawsuit was that the company was making a claim of efficacy based on one or two scientific studies, primarily one scientific studies, and you know, basically their experts said, well, the scientific study was poor methodology, it's not valid, and it may be explained by the placebo effect, whatever benefit it had. So, you know, and it was a bizarre case, and because of the legalese of it. So what happened is you had this expert testify for the plaintiff, and he said all this stuff, all this anti-homeopathy things, and he said the study is no good. And then what happened was after the plaintiff closed, you know, you have two parties, the plaintiff presents his case,
yes.
And then typically what happens is if the defendant doesn't feel that the plaintiff has made their case,
Hold that thought, because we've got to find out what happened in that initial case where they won on the lower level, why it went to the appellate court, and why they were ruled against there, and what does it mean for homeopathy across the country, not just in California, and why you want to pay attention.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You want to stop snoring? How many spouses out there want their spouse to stop snoring? Well, you're going to do drugs, you're going to do surgery, or you're going to do homeopathy. There is a OTC drug called SnoreStop. It is homeopathic. They were sued by a group of lawyerly minions of, I believe, connected to Big Pharma. But then again, they might not be because it could be all about their profit, utilizing Prop 65 and other tools they have for suits by the people, supposedly, whoever they are, claiming injury. In this case, what injury was it? Oh, they lied to me. Homeopathy can't work because it's just not feasible for it to work. It's not molecular, right? And in the court, lower court decision,
The attack, in this case, on Snorestop, the bad guys lost, but they appealed. And apparently the bad guys won. Does this set precedent for homeopathy in California, much less the rest of the country? Rick Jaffe is on to continue our discussion. We left off kind of on a cliffhanger. Where were you going with this lower court decision?
Okay, so after the plaintiff closes case and their plaintiff expert testified, the defendant moved to throw out the case because they said the plaintiff didn't make the case. The judge ruled against the defendant and held that no, the plaintiff's expert said enough that would sustain a verdict. You know, and he criticized the homeopathy, he criticized the study, and that would be enough to basically win the case. So we're going to make you, Mr. Defendant, defend the case and show us the defense, and then we'll all decide. So the defense had to put on a case, and they put on a case by way of a very prominent homeopath, Dana Ullman, who's one of the most knowledgeable guys around in homeopathy, but he has no scientific credentials, and he's not a licensed healthcare practitioner like a medical doctor or a chiro or anything like that. So he testifies, and after he testifies, the plaintiffs try to exclude him as an expert witness, and the judge grants the motion and finds that Dana is biased and unreliable. So the plaintiffs essentially knocked out the defendant's entire case, and they dismissed the study. And, you know, but the judge still ruled for the defendant for some reason. He ruled that the plaintiff didn't meet its burden of proof, even though he previously said that they had to go, the defendants had to present a defense. So, you know, any lawyer who would look at that kind of inconsistent decision would think that there's going to be a problem. Because if you have enough evidence to make the other side present a defense, and then you knock out the defense, then the plaintiff should win.
So this was inevitable. An appeal would occur, and the appellate court out of San Diego ruled against the homeopathy company, which means what, if anything? You mentioned that this is not a published case where it would set precedent, but lawyers will know about it, and you called it like chum in the water, blood in
that's
the water.
Exactly
that they're
right.
going to be going after homeopathy. So,
well, and that's right. The issue is not the legal principle of whether, you know, a motion to dismiss, you know, whatever. I mean, who cares about the legal principle? What happened in this case is that, you know, a judge ruled that the plaintiffs made their case showing that homeopathy is invalid, unscientific, and the scientific study was not legitimate, and the decision of the appellate court ultimately is that this company has to pay money to every person who took this stuff, and of course they have to pay legal fees, which could be tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the issue is, doesn't really matter whether some lawyer can cite this opinion, but it's not good for, you know, Dana, because, you know, he wasn't defended adequately at the lower court, and it's not good for the company, and it's not good because it sets a precedent that you could sue someone for class action, and a lot of these cases have settled before quietly, but this case went to trial, and it's bad. I mean, it's just, in my view, it's horrible for the industry, and the industry has to really step up and, I think, do a better job next time to defend this these kinds of cases.
Rick, my friend Dr. Frank King and King Bio was involved in this suit, and they successfully defended it, probably spent six figures in their defense and won. And it was referenced, I think, in this case, perhaps.
It was. But here's the issue. The issue was, you know, and this is how the thing has evolved in the last 15 years. You know, the people in King Bio, they argued successfully that if something is registered in the pharmacopoeia homeopathy, that's proof that it works. And this case and a couple recent cases have taken that issue on and said just because, you know, it's in the pharmacopoeia doesn't mean it works. It's still not FDA approved. So the pass, in effect, homeopathic remedies kind of got a pass based on this King Bio case. They're not getting a pass anymore. They're being required to have the level of proof of either a drug or a health claim. And that's a little disconcerting because most of these, you know, remedies don't have that level of proof. So the question is, what can you say about it? And the more disturbing thing about it is there's kind of like a catch-22, because with a homeopathic remedy, you have to give some what the indication is.
By law,
right?
Yes.
Right? So you have to have an indication, but if your indication isn't supported by convincing scientific evidence, and you can be sued for false advertising for saying that it works to stop snores, you know, even though you have to say, you know, snore or something else,
sure,
you know, that's a problem.
So, Rick, what do we do here? There's a suggestion on this GoFundMe page that people that love homeopathy may want to support a next legal maneuver for here for snore stop. Is that what you're suggesting, too? What do you think?
Well, it could be, but, you know, I mean, you know, if they still have the right to petition for certiorari before the California Supreme Court, for sure. But, look, the case is going to go back to the Superior Court for remedies, and I think they're going to have to fight it in Superior Court because there's now going to be the damage part of it. You know, so
gotcha.
Maybe, wouldn't it be wonderful? I'll tell you where I'd like to see the battle lie. Man, wouldn't it be wonderful if these plaintiff's lawyers got like a dollar in legal fees?
Yeah. That would be...
because that's what all these cases are about. They're not about anything. I mean, they're no serious injury. It's just these are lawyer opportunity lawsuits.
Making money. If they issued a dollar as a reward for all of that effort, they would stop them immediately. It would be over.
That's right.
You're right. You're right, Rick. All right. No, let's move on. By the way, the links are up in the show notes to robertscottbell.com. You see it, and there's even a if you want to go fund or help the Snore Stop Company to do some more legal stuff there. We've got links to, of course, Rick Jaffe Esquire, ESQ.com, and he's got some great articles and blog posts about this. One of the things is about Dr. Bob Sears. The LA Times apparently put out a big hit piece on not just Bob Sears, but perhaps every doctor in the state of California who dares to do medicine under their license. They are allowed to write exemptions to vaccination that are no longer allowed under philosophical or religious pretense, if you will. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, it's up by 0.5%, these exemptions. Well, what do you think, that suddenly the people that had religious and philosophical exemptions were not going to fight to keep their kids away from vaccines? That's why it's up. It's the same number of people not vaccinating. But at the same time, now they're saying we need to clamp down on those doctors. Are they suggesting that they should practice medicine from the legislative branch?
Wow. Well, it's a big mess now in California. That's right. This LA Times article is called "Why Hasn't California Cracked Down on Anti-Vaccination Doctors? A Loophole in State Law." And you know, that doesn't sound like journalism to me. I mean, that seems like an opinion piece.
It's not a loophole, though. It's written right into the law, and they said it, that this is not going to be, we're not going to investigate doctors who are licensed and doing, but now they're talking about, yes, in fact, Richard Pan, Dickie Pan, wants to somehow make it, I guess, scary enough for doctors that they're going to stop doing it altogether.
Well, yeah, and by the way, he was just quoted Friday, just a couple days ago. He's quoted as saying that because he's a little frustrated that the board isn't going after these docs fast enough, he now wants to try to amend the malpractice laws or the negligence laws to make the doctors and the parents liable in case there are these breakouts, you know, and they're unvaccinated people. So that's a scary thing. He wants to, like, make, you know, have people bring negligence actions against unvaccinated kids. And, you know, and that's just part two of, and then, of course, like a few months ago, what he tried to do, they introduced some legislation, some nonsense children's rights legislation, which was like a 10-year process by which to create rights for children and then allow people to sue on behalf of the children against their parents for not vaccinating them.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And California is the same state where I think they made it viable for teenagers to sell their body for sex without being criminally liable for those behaviors. I mean, it's so bizarre, California. That's why I say get out now. Get out now while you can.
Yeah, it's hard. So, I mean, I think part of the reason for this article is just the frustration that the pro-vaxxers are having that the medical board isn't acting fast enough. And, you know, the simple of the update is that the Bob Sears case is going to hearing in late May. And for what it's worth, in working on the case, I have two interesting observations. The first is I've talked to a lot of academic pediatricians and just, you know, people involved, academic healthcare people, and I'm getting a lot of sympathy for Bob's position, but the academics, people affiliated with the UCs, they're afraid to come forward because of intimidation, loss of funding, or loss of...
Well, listen, all they have to do is mention the name Peter Duisberg. And then they'll learn quickly to shut up, because this man is like one of the brightest young scientists years and years and years ago. He's
for
got
AIDS,
tenure.
Right? He said that AIDS wasn't, HIV wasn't AIDS, right? I remember that.
Correct.
But anyway.
They shut him down on funding, and that's what they teach others. If you do go outside the medical box that we say you can only look for this, then you're going to lose your funding.
Well, that's right. So I find it interesting that I talked to one of the biggest, epidemiologists in the country who's just done groundbreaking work, and he supports us and all, but he won't come testify for us because as big as he is, he's just afraid of retaliation. So I'm hearing that a lot. And the other interesting thing is the case that's going to hearing so far involves a child who had two fairly significant adverse events when he only had half of the vaccines, the first round of vaccines. He had three of the six or something like that, and he had two bad reactions. And what was interesting is both times the physicians, the pediatricians, told the parents not to take the kid to the emergency room. Even though, at one point, the kid was catatonic for days. For me, I don't care what the pediatrician would have said. I would have taken my kid to the emergency room. So, and what I've heard, what I keep on seeing is that pediatricians aren't telling the families, in the event of an adverse event to get it worked up. So the other observation I have is I think the adverse events are severely underreported because pediatricians are dissuading patients to get adequate
medical
care.
You're so right. Listen, California, Richard Pan, keep it up because you're destroying the medical profession. Whatever integrity they had, you're going to destroy it and people will stop seeing doctors. So keep it up. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just a reminder, folks, it is immune challenge season in the Northern Hemisphere. How about getting some Beta 1 3D Glucan from Better Way Health? They've got a big deal coming up Thanksgiving week. That's when they go, what, Black Friday, Cyber Monday? All week they're going to have the best deal of the year on their Beta 1 3D Glucan, the immune modulator we all do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So shout out to them. Also our friends at Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, RSBReports.com. You can link through and plug in all the wonderful things we've been talking with Doc Newsom about, based on fulvic acid, humic acid, and different things. Last Friday we did a discussion of endocrine disruptors, endocrine compound disruptors, and what to do about it. Their T-Plex and E-Plex, look into it for the men and the women to normalize hormone function and balance. Also, we got our CBD. Those of you know about that, plus CBDoil.com. 15% off when you enter the code RSB15 if you can't get it locally at your favorite health food store. Let's see, upcoming events. Not a lot coming up. We're working on some upcoming events, but I've got the Soho Show first weekend in December. I think it's the 30th of November. I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Rob McCuskey, the PhD research scientist on silver nanotechnology, and I'll be speaking about clinical utilization applications for those needing to wanting to understand that. That's at Soho Show, and that's Soho Expo for the Senfa Group. Used to be the Natural Products Association Southeast, now it's Senfa. But that's coming up, Southeast region, if you will. And then what else we have coming up? Canada. I've been invited back to the Total Health, but that's not till May. And I said I'm gonna submit a talk or two on neurological degradation diseases. Super Don, anything I'm forgetting?
I don't think so. I think that covers it.
All right, well, let's go to the International Toy Hall of Fame and find out what kids are playing with now. And according to this, three games from our history have been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
I first want to say that reading these, because they do this every year, and we've talked about it off and on over the years when it happens, and it's because there's a certain amount of nostalgia that's involved here, right? But it's like part of me is distressed.
Is it
every time that they do this? Because it's like, you know, these are the things that we played with as kids, and they're going into museums now. It's just like, man, this
we
is
should be
not
there with
cool,
them, right? Look at those. Look at those old people playing with those things in the museum.
I used to have one of those.
Right?
You know, what are we doing in a museum?
All right, so we got. Three things that were put in. We'll go through the nominating process. Out of these, there's the Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox. I'm telling you the nominees. Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox Cars.
Yeah.
I love my Matchbox Cars, dude. I played for hours and hours, created all these great places. I don't think I had a Magic 8 Ball, but I thought it was cool if I went to a friend who had one.
Oh, totally. Those were cool. Yeah.
My Little Pony, that was after us, so we can feel good about that or even worse about that. That stuff way younger than us is now in the, potentially in that Hall of Fame, too.
Right.
I do remember Pez candy dispensers.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, back in the day, standard American diet included Pez. Let's see. Play Food. I remember Play Food. Play-Doh was Play Food.
No. Play Food was like, and I think, I don't remember this when I was a kid. Maybe it was there, but it was like the fake plastic food. So you'd have like a kitchen and, you know, you have fake
Play
apples
food,
and bananas and stuff.
That didn't get in, apparently. The game Risk, right?
I never played that.
I wasn't much into that. I played it a couple of times. Sand! Come on, Sand now, not in the Hall of Fame.
This one is Sandbox. The one that got me on the list because it was nominated. Sand, and I'm thinking Sand.
Yeah,
I mean that's why didn't they nominate Mud? Right,
yeah, right, Mud. Exactly, that should be in. And then Transformers and Uno. Uno's still popular.
Right.
My son has Uno. I never had Transformers.
It's a fun game.
None of those made it in. What did make
but the
it
winners?
In,
the winners.
Yeah. Clue, Wiffle Ball, and Paper Airplanes.
Paper Airplanes.
And the kids go wild. So those are the three.
Now,
Clue, I guess their new movie based on that game or vice versa.
Yeah.
Is,
and Clue is very popular. Now, the Wiffle Ball.
Yes.
I'm thinking, you know what? Wiffle Ball was kind of boring without the Wiffle Ball bat, though. You know?
Yeah, how do they have the Wiffle Ball and not the bat?
Why are they separated? Don't they go together?
Right. I mean, but you wiffle ball, you wiffle. Boy, did you ever get hit with a wiffle ball? Leave a red mark.
I did not, but I remember it was like you'd whack it with the bat as hard as you can. It would go like 3 feet.
Right. Exactly. You can play in small confined spaces, and then the bat you can get beaten over the head with a plastic
chemical
bat. Anyway, folded paper airplanes are in, folks. Listen, we're out of here. We got a little bit of time before tomorrow night. We got the advanced medicine segments with Dr. Rasha Vitar. Stay in touch with us, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. How do I do that? Yeah, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.